in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Within the Indian community, it's still a very hidden thing. People are not coming out to say they are HIV positive. Yet, there is so much of help out here. If people need to divulge their status and get onto the ARV program, they can live a normal life. We look at HIV as a normal disease, just like how you look at cancer. It's in our community. You have to take certain steps so you stay healthy and people can live longer.
You say that there's so much of access to information, so much of access to assistance even and medical treatment. Why do you think members of the South African Indian community sometimes shy away from getting that help? Is this a stigma issue?
Yes, it's definitely a stigma issue. You know, people need to learn that by touching somebody, sharing utensils, living in the same house, you're not going to get HIV from that person. It's only three ways, basically, sexual contact, if you're breastfeeding, and if you're sharing a needle. Those are like the three main contacts that people will get infected. So if you are in a committed relationship and you're aware that even your partner has HIV, today even you can plan a baby if you have HIV and you're on treatment. So look, people are living long lives, healthy lives. It's just that they have to be responsible in taking their medication.
Do you think that there is a difference between the way the older generation perceive HIV/AIDS to how the younger generation see HIV/AIDS and would react to it?
Look, there is definitely. The younger people would see it differently. But for me, you know, like if you are getting into a relationship, the ideal thing would be both of y'all go and have a test done and start off on that kind of aspect. But where does this happen? You meet a guy today, you don't know whether the person has slept around, whether he is HIV positive. It could be even the woman could be HIV positive. They don't know. But you start a relationship. And yeah, some people live years and years, and they still live healthy lives. They don't realize until you pick up some sort of virus and you get tested and then you realize that you're HIV positive. With younger people starting a relationship, we should propagate that, you know what, you start off on a healthy note and get tested before you enter into a sexual relationship.
Well, of course, this should become the norm, but do you think there's a sense of fear as well when it comes to young women approaching their partners and asking them for a test that it could lead to some level of violence or even an argument ensue around the trust issue?
No, definitely. So I'm just saying the ideal as compared to what happens is very different. But women need to be confident and forceful in this kind of thing if they want to worry about their own health.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.